This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Now this is a little blustery out there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Just saying, I walked to the post office, which is literally across the street from us, and my hat blew off. My red. Like Amy said, I must have looked like Mary Tyler Moore beginning or something. Like my red hat just went flying off my head.
The beanie flew off?
Yeah.
I've never even seen that before.
It caught the wind. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. It must not be airtight.
It was really blowing between the buildings. It reminded me of Chicago.
In the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Were you miserable most of the time during the winter in Chicago, or did you just get used to it?
No, there's only, there are a couple of areas, the way the buildings are, laid out, where there'd be a wind tunnel. It'd be a real wind tunnel effect, and it would only happen when it was freezing. It would never happen when it's 100. It only happened when it was negative 10. But there were a couple of places around my work building where it just, as soon as you turned the corner, you knew it was going to be awful.
Yeah. But you love it, and I've stolen this from you, because today, when we were running, my friends go, "Ooh, it's cold and windy," and I pulled orange and went, "Makes you feel alive."
That's right. It does. It's brisk, baby. Yeah.
Makes you feel alive. That's what he says when we walk out into the garage and it's windy.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, I like it.
With you.
You can, if you're cold, put on a coat.
Man, I had a cozy wake up in a pool of sweat, fever dream night last night. You know how, like, I always cozy on the couch, like most of us. And then bedtime for me, like, I start thinking about it at 8:30. I start getting ready at 9. I'm in bed by 10 at the very latest. And I was wearing, like, I still haven't turned my furnace on because I'm a freak. And so I was wearing, like, a hoodie, and I was under the electric blankets, and I had my sock cap pulled way down. And I woke up at 2:30. And I mean, soaked, just like, which is gross and not ideal for then going to bed. But I had just slept straight during that time. So it was kind of cool. Just kind of like.
Did you have to change? Every time I wake up like sweaty, like I have to change shirts.
Well, I sleep nudie. So I had to take it off and throw it in the washer. So, you'd have found that out eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, you are adorable. You are just adorable.
Nice.
When Rach and I walked by, because Wheeler was doing Gas House Gang, and he didn't get to eat, and he had like 5 minutes to shove this food down, and he was like the kid who's been in detention, and he's eating his lunch real quick while the rest of us are in PE.
I was doing it
recess.
Like it was prison lunch. I'm it like was. Just like chowing it down.
And Rach and I are both like, he's just friggin' so cute.
He's eating like a Navy SEAL during club training. Shoveling.
Like Hell Week.
Yeah. Shoveling and shivering at the same time.
Oh,
sometimes
awful.
You just got to get it going.
Can I call us out on our hanger?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So today was the Thanksgiving lunch for Odyssey. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the DGS is kind of known for being standoffish, kind of insular. And we kind of just hang out with each other. And so we typically don't take part in the reindeer games. My reason is it was always on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it was Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it was like the usual trimmings, and that always ruined it for me. But this time we took part and we brought desserts. Rach brought a couple of gooey butter cakes. I brought a chocolate cake from Missouri Baking Company. So now we're invested. And so lunch is at noon. So you figure food gets here about 11:30, 12:05, nothing. And we're getting really hangry and we're bitching. I'm just our first time ever taking part. And we're like, when you say lunch at 12,
I knew this was stupid.
The food's here at 11:30 and then you're lining up at 11:50. And then someone came back, they're like, food's ready. We're like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
Great.
We weren't even thinking about that.
We forgot.
I guess we could eat. Okay. Yeah. Such punks.
Food is really good.
Just back there, dog cussing everybody. And they were like, oh, is it already? Well, that's great.
You don't say.
Thank you very. I guess we will partake.
It's really something. And I'm sure I've done it too. Of course, we all have. But complaining about something that's free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's something. It's like you know you're doing it in the moment. Like,
wrong.
This is ridiculous of me, but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
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 I think if you're hangry, you have a bit of a pass, though. You know what I mean? Because your
no,
blood
you know,
sugar's dipping.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You're bonking.
You're not your full self.
You thought she said past.
You have a bit of a past. That's what I thought. Like there's something darker.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one goes
tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's what I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I think I'm just low on blood
sugar. No, it's one of those, being hangry is one of the, like, it's such a short trip to being satiated. You know, you're so hungry and you just like, we're pulling over kids and damn it, we're going to Wendy's. And you're just so mad and so angry and so hungry. And then you eat and you're immediately like, sorry about that.
I was a little
over my skis.
It is. It's scary how quickly you descend into being irrational. Just absolutely irrational, and then you like get a snack. You're like, oh, okay, everything's fine.
I'm okay. This is gonna be all right.
I don't think I get hangry.
You're just always
I'm just
that
always
way.
Like this.
Yeah.
Really, you don't like
it? Doesn't
it
no
doesn't eat?
No, I don't get cranky.
You don't
when
eat,
I'm not.
Though. When do you eat? I've never. This
before
is. I'm glad
I
this
get
came
here
up.
And when I leave,
I've never seen him eat. People give me trouble
either.
All the time because I eat throughout the show. I'm always hungry.
If
I'm
they
always
bring in
eating.
Food, I'll eat it.
He was eating back there.
I witnessed it. That's because it was a food day.
Yeah, it's a food day.
Outside of a food day, have you ever seen him eat?
What's a normal food day for you?
You know, it's about the same times everybody else eats. Usually, I don't have my first until I'm not good at breakfast.
Yeah,
I don't really usually do breakfast. I never have. So it's always lunch is the first, and then I'll eat twice. There are times where I'll just eat once. So, like, I'll eat late afternoon.
Silly question, but do you not enjoy eating that much?
No, I love it. But I don't know what happens. I will eat.
Do you just not want to do it? Like, make it, go get it, whatever?
I guess I really wish that I had a good answer for you.
I've never seen you eat during the show. But
are you afraid to eat in front of people?
No.
No, he was eating back
no,
there.
No, just eating in front of Kevin.
I'm eating a dessert?
Yeah, I had a cookie.
Well, no, but take out the food day. You don't bring food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four times in the 2 years that we've been on our show, the two of us. Maybe four times, maybe you've said, you know what? I think I'm hungry.
Well, it's because I'm not. You say you're hungry every 6 minutes.
I am hungry, and I do eat, but you don't eat.
I don't understand
how you stay alive. You're like a camel.
A camel for food.
No, I'll eat. This is a weird thing I do. Sometimes I'll eat so late in the afternoon where I go, well, I can't eat again. What am I going to do, eat at 9 or eat at 10? I can't.
Yeah, what am I, Italian?
That's it. Nothing wrong with that.
That's it. I ate at 4 o'clock today or 3 o'clock or whatever, and that's it.
Man.
Which probably isn't good either.
We're like opposites.
Anyone want to play with my brand new spiky pain ball? You know what this is? So I was at Dr. Maupin's today.
Oh, I know what that
and
is.
And I was getting a getting a little microneedling, and they know I'm a wuss. And they have that vibrating thing, otherwise known as a vibrator, that you put on your chin and it distracts you. It's called gating your brain. Like, you can't feel two kinds of pain.
Yeah.
So they have these. I have two of them, not to brag. And you squeeze it, and then you don't feel the pain on your face.
It looks like a disco ball. For those who can't see through the radio, it's silver and all the little spikes look like
the disco. Is it okay to throw it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, like for you to throw it to me. I don't need to throw it to me.
If you squeeze that really hard,
things
you
on your hands.
Inflict
little holes.
That's some
cool.
pain.
I like that.
I love objects. I just love playing with...
I would probably sit there and just like flip it around watching TV.
Yeah.
Rach, do you want the spike ball?
Sure.
That'd probably be really good on the arch of your foot.
Oh, my God, you're right.
It's a little spiky.
Great.
I think the spikes would have to be duller because those are like needle spikes. Because I have a spiky ball like that for your calf.
There's
and
no
your
way
arch.
That your feet aren't like calloused from running. You could probably go step on that.
No, that's the one thing. Knock on wood. I don't know what runners' feet are supposed to look like. I don't lose toenails.
Oh, thank
They're
God.
They're not calloused. Yeah.
I mean, nothing bothers me more than that.
Yeah.
That's...
I think that's more trail runners, I feel like, because when you're on the trails, like your foot's jamming into the front of your shoe.
Because I feel like anything that causes your toenails to fall off is something you should stop doing.
Yeah. I only had that when I was fast. then that was the only time in the however many years. But no, I don't think everyone loses toenails.
Or something that causes you to crap yourself, you should probably not do.
Yeah. Check and check. Yep.
Yeah.
Or your nipples to bleed.
They're the triumvirate.
That's the trifecta. The runner's number 11. That's what they call it.
Because
it drips down the shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Damn.
It's only guys. Yeah. FYI.
Really?
You get the body glide stuff, right?
Bras. It's just different. Yeah.
Do guys wear sports bras? Real question?
No, but they'll wear, they're called nip guards. They're little nipple stickers. And they wear nipple stickers or they'll just put tape. Yeah, and it's a real, I mean, when you don't do it, you're going, like, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's not like, oh, you're a dork, it happened to you. It happens to everyone if you don't.
Do you see it every time you run a marathon?
Yeah.
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 And you know, like, they're a newbie?
Yeah, or they just forgot or messed up or whatever it may be. And I know
I'm not forgetting my nipple stickers.
No.
I might forget my shorts.
I'm wearing them now.
It ruins an otherwise great picture. My friend ran the New York Marathon this year, and he's like, here I am at the finish line. We're like, he had the number 11 down his chest. Yeah. And apparently it's incredibly painful when you get in the shower. I heard it's like you'll scream.
Yeah.
I've been numb for 3 minutes now.
You have an experience, Kevin?
Not to that level, but when I first started running cross country in high school, I didn't know about this. And we started running, and I'm like, And then I get home, and I jumped in the shower, and I went, oh! But I don't think it wasn't to the level that we're describing. There was no number 11.
But if you had kept running, there would have been.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm like, 3 miles is enough. I don't need to do 26.
The healing can't be great either.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely like, girls, you don't have it because it's a sports bra, so you don't get that. But with guys, it's a huge issue.
I would run in just a sports bra just to keep that from happening.
Just a sports bra?
I do wonder if a lot of the runners run shirtless because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. My team does. Like, well, as long as you can. Yeah.
Speaking of shirts, Andrew got profiled today because of his shacket.
I did.
Yeah, one of our deer hunting kind of guys came in, took a look at his shacket, and said, did you see any deer this season? And Andrew's like, I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
He's like, did you get any deer? And he said, I don't deer hunt. The guy was like, oh, okay.
He's like, I just thought. And I was like, and he was like, well, do you want to? And I was like, no.
And then Andrew, you could tell it kind of got to him. He's like, well, I bought this picturing sexy guy. But I guess it's just more Elmer Fudd.
Well, no, Rachel said. Rachel said it's a bit Elmer Fudd. Yeah, and I was like, I was hoping for like cool guy.
Is it a buffalo?
Looks good,
plaid?
Handsome.
I didn't notice it when he came in.
It's just like a it's like a brown plaid. I guess I don't really know
it's
what
a nice
you'd call
jacket,
it.
And it looks
yeah,
warm.
It's a nice jacket. It is maybe a bit too Elmer Fudd. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an aesthetic.
Oh, it looks nice.
That's what I get.
You go about 7% Elmer Fudd, it's okay, but anything over 7%.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah.
It's a lot more than 7%.
You got to watch out for the
steep drop.
It's a lot more than 7%. Other hunters are identifying me as one of their own, so I think I might have gone.
If you want to see the Elmer Fudd shacket, you can watch the pre-show video from 2 days ago and see Andrew walking into Papa John's as if he's there to collect a debt.
Storming through Papa J's.
Love it. I have an Elmer Fudd running hat.
Do you?
It's black, but it's got like the ear flaps, and it's fuzzy. Yeah.
Do you remember ski masks? Like when it was okay to wear a ski mask? Those were pretty great.
Before everybody used them to rob
banks. Before someone figured out how they covered your face.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS had a strange encounter last night that I'm only half sure I didn't dream. I was pulling into my neighborhood, and we don't have crosswalks, but I always treat any crossing of the street like a crosswalk the pedestrian has right away. And this guy is walking a dog, but he was still a good 20, 25 feet away from the corner. So I made a left turn in front of him, and it was so safe that when he started yelling, I didn't clock that he was yelling at me. What I clocked was that, first of all, he was walking a wiener dog. Nothing good comes from wiener dogs. I can't stand those dogs.
Why?
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had one in the family. He was cool.
Yeah, no. And the wiener dog was wearing a reflective green and yellow vest. Mm-hmm. And his owner was wearing a matching green and yellow vest. Yep. So you got the picture?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he yells out at me, I'm walking a dog here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, didn't realize this was a new rule. Like that you had to like stop when someone's 30 feet away from the intersection because you're walking a wiener dog. Had it been a different kind of dog, I'd feel completely different.
I love wiener dogs.
Do you really?
Yeah.
They're cool.
What am I missing?
I don't know. You might have just had some bad interactions.
Do you know they're a cowboy's favorite dog?
Oh, no.
How come? Oh, no. Did I fall for it? Did I walk right into it?
They like to get along, little doggy. That was a good one.
I liked that one. I liked that one, too.
That one was solid.
There have been way worse ones. This one was okay. What was the good one that you had with Steve earlier that you weren't listening to what Steve was saying because you just wanted to...
No, we did that already. It was about the circus floor.
The ringleader.
Former president. Yeah, embezzled money. We told the story entirely in circus puns. It was pretty fun.
Nice.
You're going to make embezzlement fun.
Yeah.
It is true. Amy, when you're telling a story, she's just thinking about what pun she wants to use.
Yeah. Mm.
I can't help it.
Whoever takes over for that clown has some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah, where are
they? There you go. They're not working for peanuts.
Did you do
I can
those?
Tell you that.
I did say there were a lot of clowns over there.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. Mine was better.
Okay.
Steve said something really philosophic today. He was talking about Gen Z, something about, you know, our Gen Z people here. And he said, my reality gets further and further away every day. Hmm. Like the world that he recognizes.
That's how it goes.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. That's literally how it goes mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what everybody's hill is a little different, but then once you crest the hill, as far mm-hmm. as like how in tune you are with what people think is cool or what you like versus what everybody else like, once you crest that hill.
And maybe that's part of the reason people love these like 55 and up communities, is that you just ensconce yourself with people your age and your generation and mm-hmm. you kind of just shut out the rest of the world and you don't worry about who's in the top 40 or what slang is this or that.
Well, I do notice that more and more I will see somebody who is supposed to be a celebrity now, and I'll think, who the hell is that? Mm-hmm. But I also think that part is worse now than it used to be, because we're not all, from kids all the way to adults, we're not sharing celebrities anymore. Kids have their own celebrities because they're watching their own things. They're not watching the same TV that you used to watch with your parents.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot more fragmented. So there are times where a celebrity's on TV, walk on a red carpet, and I go, who is that?
133 DGS and KMOX. That ad made me think about when I was a kid. I've always been so impressed by creativity. And when one of the kids for the first time ever did Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, I was blown away.
It's so great.
I was just like, are you freestyling? Like, what is what is happening?
It's so subversive.
And the Joker got away? That's how you ended it?
Yeah, because the Joker always gets away.
Man.
But it's you know, you think there's going to be like, the good guys win.
Yeah, but especially in a bastardized Christmas song.
Right.
Yeah. Not if you watch
it was
Batman,
a surprise
though.
Ending.
Yeah. Watch Batman, Joker always gets away.
Another time a kid had a Ford shirt, and he goes, Ford, first on race day. And the kid he said it to, without missing a beat, goes, Ford, found on road dead. And I was like, snap! Wow!
Found on road.
Just took him down. I'm making notes. Like this.
This automotive wit.
Follow this kid around.
It's like a scene out of 8 Mile, but from 25 years before.
Yeah, from like 1974.
Get your notes.
It was a simpler time.
Getting ready to eat some of mom's spaghetti.
You could really stand out back then.
I'm thinking of when I was in junior high, and it was after gym class, and we're in the locker room, and I remember a kid. I don't know who the kid was. I know he was in 8th grade. I was in 7th. And he's walking around going, you know the Billy Joel song? He goes, I've had to pee for the longest time. And I was like, that is brilliant. Oh, my God. That's so good.
That is so great.
It stuck with me forever.
Yeah.
You still remember it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I wish I knew who it was who said it, because I would thank him today.
That's so good.
And your drunk friend?
Which
one? That guy?
No, I don't know which
one. Blackout.
Oh, yeah. He does say. There was a real drunk lady.
Quite a colorful.
I know. This is years ago. There was a drunk lady around us, and she was like, oh, you know, stumbling, and he's like, oh, blackout. Because she was.
Why is it so funny?
I don't know,
it's
but
funny.
In the moment, it was really funny.
Yeah, I guess he had to be there.
Oh,
I don't know. I laughed.
Does this sound like Andrew? That was a pretty good Andrew, I think.
Yeah, you should try actually making me laugh. You'll hear it.
Damn. Found on road dead. Oh, man.
There you go.
That's your version of Dave's Irish accent.
Oh, yeah.
I almost sent you a text last night, and I was just going to write it out.
Oh, my gosh. I would have died. I would have heard it in my head.
H-O-I-T-Y. T-O-I-T-Y. But I didn't want you to, have to explain to Mason Jar why I'm texting you at 9 at night and what this secret message is between us.
Why did he text you?
Toity-toity.
What does that mean?
Titoity-toodly-too.
Is this Pig Latin? What is he sending you?
Is it backwards? Is it numerical? Yeah, what is he sending you?
We saw her text records from 10:07 p.m. from an unknown male, hoity-toity.
You see, Dave couldn't have done the crime. He was he texted Amy right at that moment. Where's my potatoes?
We're just making it worse. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm Irish. It's fine.
You're not Irish.
Are you?
I am. I am
German.
Irish.
My mom's Sinclair and McMahon.
Okay.
They're full-blooded Irish.
Fair enough.
I'm just half.
And then you have your own town in Germany, right?
Well,
Poland.
Post-annex, it's Poland, but it was Stolzenberg, which is can't make that up. You can't make up when your last name has a town and
you
it's
Stolzenberg.
You think
everyone laughs like that in Stolzenberg?
Probably. Yeah,
you should just show up there and act like the mayor.
We've seen the many, many doppelgangers of me around town. That it's probably just a town full of people that look just like me,
like Squidville and SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Hunters.
Yes,
just they a all bunch got fud of
jacket wearing hunters.
Bunch of fuds.
See any deer?
I don't hunt.
Hey, speaking of that, you see the albino deer?
No.
There was an albino deer roaming around the suburbs somewhere. Stuart McMillan had a photo of it.
Hmm. I'd love it if he faked it.
I mean, maybe he did.
just photoshopped the color out.
little white.
Fake news.
Yeah. Know what happened?
Slow news day.
He took the picture of the albino deer?
It's on our website, KMOX.com. You should take a look.
You should maybe go, I don't know, check it out sometime. I don't know.
Are you allowed to kill an albino deer?
Oh.
It's a great question.
Andrew, you're the hunter.
You're as close as we got. You got the shacket.
I would say no, not because it's illegal, just because it's probably bad karma. You know what I mean? It's like you don't want to be the guy that kills the
of course not
rare thing.
I have seen an albino squirrel, which is pretty cool.
Hmm.
I don't think I've seen that.
Hmm. I went to school with an albino girl. We left her alone.
Damn.
What? Just saying. We respected it.
Just said nobody talked to her.
No, we left her alone.
No, you left her alone.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
I took it as no one.
No, we didn't.
Oh, I took
we didn't
it.
Shun her. There was no shunning.
So you're just saying you didn't pick on her.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, because the other way sounded bad.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you admitted that?
I did have a bad moment with her. She's the one from my story when it was a snowstorm and the bus got there at 7:30. And if it wasn't there by 7:45, you could go home. And it was 7:45 and I was halfway home and everyone was scrambling and we're going to build snow forts and we're going to sled all day. And she stayed because she was like a gunner and she starts yelling, the bus is coming. And then we all had to go back.
Mm. Oh, no.
We shunned her on that bus ride.
Well, yeah.
That's
I mean, like,
awful.
Yeah, we had one of those in school. It was Monica. Always.
Monica what?
I feel like
I'm not
Kevin
gonna say that.
Monica before.
But yeah, no, I mean, look, in later life, Monica was fine. We all got along. But in grade school, we hated it because she would be the one at the end of the day. You forgot to give us our homework.
Mm.
Like, Monica.
Thought that's not what you were going to say.
No.
I was like,
who are you dissing on yesterday? Like Larry Allen or something like that?
Larry Allen.
Allen. Just Allen.
Yeah, it was just Allen. Allen. Allen was the guy with the floor hockey. He kept hitting people in the shins.
High stick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, not Allen. High stick. He just didn't have control and he was smacking people in the
low stick.
Oh, he low sticked him.
No body control. No stick control.
Come on, Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Dude.
Allen, you want to play with us. You got to figure it out.
Did he go pro?
Alan, no.
Okay.
Ankle slapping.
Yeah.
No. He's married to Monica now.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what. Same class, same school.
Yeah.
Thought you went to an all boys school.
No, high school. This was grade school. This was like up through eighth grade. Yeah, it was great. It was like.
And they kicked out the girls.
21 of us in class. Yeah, it's probably the better rating for the one in our group.
Meaning?
We're just like. If you'd gone to my high school, you'd understand. Like, imagine
a bunch of Ben Boyds,
just teenage boys. Yeah, you know, honestly, yeah, a lot of me's and Boyds.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just picture any teenage boy when you know they're not going to be around girls at all
mm-hmm.
for 8, 10, 12 hours.
They have no reason at all to monitor their behavior.
You're not showering. You're not brushing your hair. You're not changing your clothes from the previous day.
Not going to be around girls the other 12 hours either.
No, they're not. You're not.
Not that way.
Ooh, yeah. That reminds me of a bad moment I had last night. You have those moments where you're like, boy, my life is right where I want it. I was getting undressed after work, and...
I am doing pretty well!
Look at me. And I take my boots off, and my feet stink.
Yeah.
Really bad. And too bad where there's nothing I could do but wash them, which is the last resort. And so I stepped into the bathtub, turned on the bath water just to wash them. Didn't realize I have no soap or shampoo because I have no hair. And the only thing I have in there is dog shampoo from when I was fostering Lizzie the Bulldog. So I'm squirting green dog shampoo on my feet and washing them like a monkey, you know, just like rubbing it.
Yeah,
totally fine.
Totally fine?
Totally fine.
Oh, I felt like such a loser.
No. Eh. I don't think there's any real difference between dog shampoos and human shampoos.
Oh, there has to be some.
Change the pictures on the bottle to make you think it's for dogs.
I think some are formulated to repel fleas more than others.
If you just smelled my feet, I was using the right thing.
I mean, I feel like that's fine for all shampoos to have.
Right, I mean...
I want all shampoos
nobody
to repel.
Wants fleas or ticks. I don't know why we think
I'll repel some fleas. Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, when you said you were taking your clothes off after work, I swear to God, I was envisioning you walking out this door and just starting. Shirt off.
One at a time.
As you're walking to the office.
You get to the Jeep.
There goes Dave. Yep.
I just pictured you at home in the mirror, slowly undressing, going, that's right.
All the while you're singing.
Look at me.
All the while you're singing Tom Petty.
And I'm free. Glad y'all had such a specific picture of that.
And then going to the drive-thru like that football coach. Remember?
The Lions coach.
Yeah, he got was drunk and he was naked in his car and he went through the Wendy's drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah.
Not their current coach, right?
No.
Oh, this was probably 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Awesome stuff.
Mm. He got fired. Did he get fired for that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if there
was. I thought the same thing, Andrew. I was like, I don't want to assume.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in fairness, if they had been like as good as like the Chiefs are or as the Lions are now, you never know. They might not have fired him. But when you're bad, they just fire him.
Wonder
everybody.
If it was the drunk or the naked that got him.
Well, I mean, drunk driving while naked, probably a bad combo.
You could probably get away with one of them.
Meh.
But not both at once.
Yeah.
If you're naked, it's going to draw a lot more attention to the fact that you're...
What if you're naked, but completely sober?
That's a different kind of weird.
Yeah. I think then you're a little pervy.
Yeah, I'm a little troubled by Chris saying you can probably get away with one of them.
I was with him.
Well, drunk driving, being naked, you can probably get away with one.
If you're a good football coach or a good football player, they will find an excuse.
Yep. That's true.
Or they'll drop the charges.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
You can throw a ball... Catch a ball or coach people who do those things. You can get away with
just don't be
pretty
losing
pretty much anything.
Don't be losing because if you're losing,
what if Andrew would have been pulled over the other day shirtless in the car?
Well, shirtless is okay.
That's okay.
Barefoot's illegal.
I'm not sure it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
No, legal is different than okay.
Oh, I get what you mean. Yeah. Right.
It's not okay.
You can do it. That don't mean it's to be done.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have been too happy if I did that.
I think Dave would have been very happy.
Oh, one of us would have been over the moon. Dave, I needed to use your connections.
Would you bail him out or would you leave him in for the bit?
No, I would be there with bells on to bail him out. Oh, yeah.
With the new Twitter account?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd show up.
Rachel would be making a well-edited video.
Be on Facebook Live.
I think I'd show up and be like, I'm not here to bail him out. I'm just here to get a look. Yeah. I just want to see it.
He's like, I was driving to go get a shirt, so.
I know. It's one of my favorites.
I knew there was a shirt where I was going.
I don't think people like it as much as me, but it's one of my favorites.
There's plenty of shirts where I was going. I just didn't have one now.
I love that you had planned on walking as if that's completely normal. Just walking through Alton with your shirt off.
I did walk. I walked the two blocks.
Mm. Without a shirt.
No shirt.
Because you
but people
going
do that. But people do that all over my neighborhood. It's like a very common thing in my neighborhood.
Like while they're exercising?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I see people do it in my neighborhood. Like
I don't know why they're walking.
Lawn. Like doing yard work, I see it once in a while.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, me neither.
Yeah, and to be clear, I don't like it either. But I did use that as cover when I was like, yeah, I could do this.
Use what as cover?
The fact that other people have done it.
All your neighbors are shirtless as well?
Yeah, I don't like it, but I'm like, yeah, it'll
be fine. What's going on in your neighborhood? Why is everybody
shirtless. It's like a Shirts and Skins kind of
thing? There are a couple of people on my street who are always shirtless.
It's not that uncommon in the burbs.
Like, they are constantly, there's one guy who walks his dogs every day, like three times a day, and he's shirtless the whole time.
It'd be great if the dogs had shirts.
I don't see a lot of shirtless people. Other than, like, the runners in Forest Park, I don't see anyone walking shirtless. Not just through the neighborhoods.
I mean, people aren't just, like, walking through the neighborhood, but, like, when somebody's cutting their lawn or they're doing whatever, I see it all the time. And have, like, living up in Chicago and seeing all the time.
Do you do it now that you're
never?
Out?
Never. I'm too pale. I can't take all that sun.
Let's say you got tan. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Hey. We're one tan away.
Yeah.
We can work with this.
The problem is that, like, this doesn't tan.
Well, what if we spray tanned you?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't doing that.
Why?
Because
I would look weird.
Hold on. We'll get him. We just got to find the yes and then go to that.
Like, picture this in your head. Have you ever seen a tan ginger?
We're about to.
I'm happy to. I would like to.
There's this spray tan. You've probably seen it in Walgreens. It's Neutrogena in a gold bottle.
Oh, yeah.
I used to use that all the time. Just spray a little on my face, keep my tan going. And they discontinued it. And so, like the sponge on Seinfeld. So I went to eBay, and I had to buy four of these monkeys. So I got four. So we could paint him like a car at Mako.
Let us do it. If we
not happening.
If we
dude, we'll be at 5,000 Twitter followers overnight.
Oh my god.
I got 15,000 now. I don't need that.
We can get you to 20.
What if we do it for a very worthy charity?
Oh yeah. What about Operation Food Search?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably do anything from that.
Come on, Kevin, let us tan you.
What about just the face, like Trump?
No, that's the part I'm more worried about. I don't want to look ridiculous.
How about no face?
Look, dude, I'm gonna look like an Oompa Loompa.
Just from the waist to the neck.
Yeah.
Just waist to the
I don't see a
neck.
Problem.
Trump doesn't look ridiculous. It's not like his defining feature or anything.
I don't need to look like that.
It's not the thing that everybody mentions when they talk about him.
I already am close to being a pumpkin. I don't need to look more like a pumpkin.
We'll give you quality.
It goes away. It fades, Kevin.
Yeah. How many days?
A couple hours.
Hours, sure.
Yeah.
We'll do it on a weekend.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Why don't we just go to like a spray tan place?
I might need to get a permission slip.
Then we don't get to paint him.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. I was wrong about that. So,
we're just saying how professional you sound on that.
You sound like a news anchor.
Yeah, I feel like I sound weird.
You don't. You just.
Well, it's weird that you sound so professional.
Well.
Because we're all used to Andrew. I mean, I sound the same way. I mean, I don't sound as professional as you do, but I think I was trying hard.
As a rule, all of our little stinger things sound good. It's just awkward when it comes up and it's like your voice coming back. It's like, ooh. Like, I'm not as used to, I don't do like spots and stuff, so like, I don't usually hear my own voice coming back to me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
That would be a great name for a cleaner's, spots and stuff.
Spots and stuff.
Spots and stuff. You know, that's the
Ranji, I'm so
that's
sorry
a technical radio term.
No, I think that was one of her good ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
It wasn't bad.
You've thrown out some.
The wiener dog one was not bad.
I hated
that one.
Yeah.
I didn't make that one up. That's just a joke.
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that? It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a weird hour today.
Yes. I think it's the food.
Yeah.
Well, these guys haven't eaten yet, so.
We're halfway through our food. And Rach looks at her clock and goes, oh, it's 12:45. We got to eat this fast. And then we all had to shove a bunch of food and dessert in our mouths to come be here. And then
I just went
like,
in on the break, got a little apple pie.
Yum. Heard there's mimosas out there.
Yeah, there are.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's wasted out there.
Awesome.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.